If you've ever thought about working with high-end clients, which are those clients that'll pay four to five, even six figures for your services, then this is an important podcast for you. I'm going to talk about the three keys you need to consider if you are thinking about closing high-end clients. I will see you on the inside. If you are a female entrepreneur who is serious about starting, growing, or scaling your business, but you are really finding it challenging to make the money that you want to make, or you're finding that the resources, maybe even the technology, and even some of the gurus are really just more expensive and cost more than you really want to spend right now. But you know that if you had the resources that you needed, you can really thrive in your business. If that's for you, then this podcast is for you. My name is Dr. T, and I am proud to be one of the co-founders of CCOClub.com and CCO Club Podcast, where we are building a space and a community to be able to serve you. But get this, we are much, much more than just a community. Our goal is to create an ecosystem where we have our own engagement, we create our own technology platforms, we are creating our own shared spaces, some TV channels, and even much, much more. And we want to be able to do that with the very women who want to connect with us, because what we know is that we can always be stronger together. So if that's you, make sure you hang out to learn much more about what we have going on, and we will see you on the inside. Hey there, this is your girl, your sister, and your mentor, Dr. T, coming to you with another episode from CCO Podcast, where we are here for mid-size, small, micro, really micro and small, to be honest with you. We are here for those women who have those types of businesses, because really, small businesses, do you know, is like 30 million and under. So we are here for you to help you, especially if you're just getting launched, figure out what it is you need to do and team up with a group of folks who know that we are always stronger together. You could do that by joining us over at CCOClub.com to find out more information. But I really, really appreciate that you are hanging out with me. For those of you who have been hanging out with me from the beginning, God bless you. When we were She Launches Podcast, and I kept saying, oh, she launches it, she launches it now. We evolve, but we're talking to the same people. Those of you who are out there trying to make this thing happen. So I thought about this particular podcast because I know that there's a lot of us, we're trying to make money, and sometimes you're trying to figure out what's the path of least resistance, right? Or what should I do based on what skill set that I have? And sometimes it can be very, very attractive for you to want to go for high-end clients. And those are those that will spend, you know, $5,000-ish plus, right? For your services, for your product, your services, whatever it is that you have to offer. And sometimes it takes a little, you know, thinking, in my opinion, to know if this really is right for you. And so I was thinking about what are the things that are important if you are trying to work with or trying to close high-end clients. And I think I have a list, these three keys that I have that I think will really be beneficial for you. Now, before I give you the three keys, one of the things that I want you to think about first and foremost, if you're thinking about high-end clients, is that it's not for everybody. That's first and foremost. While some people might act like it is, it's not for everybody, because there's a lot that's involved with trying to work with high-end clients. The same methodologies do not apply for high-end clients. They're not going to get into your low-end funnel to go to high-end most of the time. They're not going to, you know, you're not going to start out with a free offer to get them on your email list and do that. It's just a different type of client, and you have to do a lot of things differently. The second thing I want to say is, before I get to the keys, is that your product or service has to be worth it, right? And I'm not saying that you as a person is not worth it, or that, you know, you shouldn't make that kind of money. But I'm saying, because really it's not about us or you, me, it's about what result can I get for that client. And the reality is that it's always going to come down to how important is it for the client. That's literally what it is. Because people that, it's not just about, you know, people that can charge more, but it is, can I help them with a service that is at a level that it is that I want? I'm not even, you know, what just popped in my head is that are high-end clients more like high maintenance? That's not necessarily the truth. You can find high maintenance people in for very low end and very high end, and, you know, and all levels in between. So it's not about that. It's just about, can you provide a service that's going to help them with what it is that they need? So for example, you might want to be working with a client that may want a really robust website. They don't want something that's basic. They want something to be able to do a lot of stuff. And it can be very, very intricate. Now, while that may or may not be a great example, because there are some people that charge $5,000 for websites, in my opinion, that are trash. I said to deal with it. And there are some people that are getting started that are, you know, down at the $500 range or lower because they want to get started to build up their clientele. So sometimes you have to just know what it is that you want. And you know that you're not at a point where you want a standard website. You know, you need something that's going to use the word developer. And if you've never said the word developer to do something for you, then you're not going to be at that high end website. Or you might want it to do a lot of things on the back end. So you might need to be able to do those sorts of things. Now, if you're not able to do that and you could just do a basic, you know, 5-page website, you're going to charge something different. Another thing is that high-end clients pay for speed. That's just the reality of it. They want things done for them. They're going to pay for that, right? You want to pay for convenience. So it's about speed. It's about time. Can you save them time? I'm going to get to that one in a second. And can you help them to achieve a particular goal that they want to achieve, right? So it really, really just depends on a lot of things. So what I want to do is I want to go over these three keys. I just let one of them out of the bag. So I'm going to go with that one first. The first thing that you need is time. Like you, and this is not that I'm saying it differently than what I just spoke to it before, because when I was speaking about time before, I was speaking of it from the perspective of you saving time for the client. You can tend to charge more money for speed. Just, I mean, if you were going to FedEx, you're going to pay more money for speed. You got to get it over there overnight. You're going to pay more money. You got to fly across the country today. You're going to pay more money from that, right? You know, no matter what it is, if you need something, if you got to go to the doctor today, unless it's an emergency and they got to get you into ER, like you have a private doctor, you're going to pay more money for that, right? And so anytime you're doing a product or service that you need speed on, you're going to pay for it. But I'm speaking about in this particular instance, time from the seller's perspective, from your perspective, from my perspective. I need to have time under my belt if I'm going to try to close high-end clients. So what does time afford me? Time affords me length of time in the industry. Okay, so I'll go with my what I've done most of my life is education. So if I have time in the industry and I'm wanting to work with a school, I want to work with leaders, I want to do administrative, excellence, be able to coach and consult from that perspective, I have more than 20 years in the industry. And so that right there gives me a level of credibility that someone who is fresh out of college just wouldn't have, right? And oftentimes people are looking for the credibility, and credibility often comes through time. Credibility, it also, time is allowed me the opportunity to have certifications, to have skin in the game in that way. I'm a certified executive coach. You know, I'm a certified educator, your teacher, administrator. I'm certified as a social entrepreneur, right? I have a certificate, as a social entrepreneur, right? Like, but time, you can't get a doctorate unless you put time in the game, right? Am I saying that you have to get that level of education? Not at all in the least bit, but I'm saying that your time is going to afford you the opportunity to increase or build your knowledge base, right? You just have time in the game. And that time, because you've seen things maybe over the years, over the decades even, then you can speak to places you've been, things you've done, things that you have perfected as a result of that. And people are oftentimes looking for experts, right? I can say I have an expertise in leadership. I can say I have an expertise in executive coaching. I can say that because I put time in the game. And so that's one of the main questions that you have to ask yourself. One of the things that I think is a challenge, I'm gonna call it a problem. That's really what I wanted to say. It's a problem is that there are some people who are trying to get into you know, building a business, and you're just getting started, and you've seen people that's closing, you know, $30,000, $40,000, $50,000 a year clients, and you see those numbers and you're like, if I could just get three, you know, that's $100,000 a year, right? All the time, we've all done it. And but you miss the fact that they have time in the game, and you can't duplicate what they have by just saying, this is what it is I want to do. Again, unless you are a genius in your own right and have put something together, a product or a service that, again, I would still say you've had time to put together, then going for high-end clients from the beginning is very challenging. And a lot of times people that are, some folks that are doing high-end sales, they are taking on folks that don't have the time in the game, don't have the expertise in the game, and you wonder why it doesn't work like they've worked it, because they've just put in time in the game. So that's one of the keys that is so important for you to consider. The next thing that I want you to consider is that you need money. You're absolutely positively going to need money when you are dealing with high-end clients, and here's why. The high-end clients don't typically just go to your website, read about you, never known about you, or see, you know, or let me just stick with that for a second. They go to your website, they've never known anything about you, and they're going to spend $10,000 right there. Most of the time, they're not going to do that. Most of the time, they have been following you for a little bit, or they have seen your ads over and over. Maybe they've watched some of your videos. They've done some, but they have, again, time. They have put in some time to get to know you, which means that you put in some time to create. I'm just going back to that one. But you have to be in the game for some time to be able to have people come. So you have to put in, you have to have the money to build the you know, websites that are attractive to higher end clients. You have to spend the money to run some ads to get to high end clients. You're probably going to have to spend some money to do webinars and have them run evergreen so that you can get to more clients. Then you got to pay for the software that's going to allow you to run it evergreen. And then you're going to have a robust email autoresponder for those folks who may have visited your site and still not ready to buy. You might have to have a team of people, which is going to cost you more money, right? So all of these things are going to cost you money. If you don't have, I would venture to say $5,000 to $10,000, really, I want to say $10,000+ to really position yourself, right? Position yourself as an expert. It's not going to work, right? Let me not say it's not going to work. It's going to be very, very difficult. And here's another factor. One of the things that I have come to understand, and I'm going to tell you, this is a secret that people aren't going to tell you, is you got to go to people's stuff. You have to go to a high-end client's or not even high-end clients, but you have to go to some of the gurus that you follow. You have to pay to go to their stuff. And then you got to pay to go to the next person's stuff, because oftentimes one of the ways that you get in, I'm going to cover this one in a second, is you have to be seen in different areas. You have to say, I've gone to Tony Robbins this, I've gone to Dr. Myron Golden's this, I've gone to, you know, B School with Maria Forleo. I've done these things, right? And I have accumulated knowledge, right? Those are just some examples, but sometimes you're going to, again, have to spend some money to be able to do the things to see how these folks are doing, what it is that they're doing, what are they offering, how are they pitching, because you're going to be able to learn, right? And so if you don't have the finances to be able to pay for some of this stuff, it's going to be very challenging, again, for you to be able to, you know, get in with starting with higher end clients. You know, a lot of times that's something, again, that they're not going to tell you, is that, do people see you around? You know, are you buying a booth at their events? Are you getting to know them? Because the third thing that really goes with what I'm saying is that you have to have support, right? So you have to be able to have support, and support can look a lot of different ways. So let me finish with this thought I was alluding to in a second. When you go to other people's events and you are supporting other people, you can in some way end up in their tribe. They keep seeing you around. They keep seeing you pouring into learning from them, because you sometimes it is that you want to get next to them. Sometimes it is that you have something that you can offer that would be good to work with them, right? I don't want you to see them as a dollar sign, but I'm telling you, this is part of the game. Because what happens is those groups, the in groups, they stick with each other. And it's only oftentimes by invitation only. And these are some of the unwritten rules that people aren't telling you. It's an invitation where it's like, you know, I got this person over here, and I think that they're, you know, they may be okay to be on your stage or my stage or whatever the case may be. And again, that's because it's support. Have you served enough with someone else to be for them to recognize that I always see you around. You are always around. Come on over here. I'm telling you, God can bless you that way, because you never know about what God is doing through you serving others. Literally, authentically serving, though, right? Not just doing it, again, not just doing it from the perspective of I'm trying to get on their stage, but there are things that you can glean from other people to get some support, to learn from them, get to a place you can ask them questions, right? Let them see you and your value and your worth, because that can help you to get some intel, to get closer to other people. Because oftentimes folks that are already working with high-end clients, they can't work with everybody. That's one. Number two, it might be someone that's just not a good fit. Maybe it's someone that can't afford their services, but they may be able to afford your services. If you are around and people know your name, you'll be the one that folks call, right? And so you have to be able to have that support. Sometimes it is the support of starting something, going and supporting other folks, and then those folks starting to know you for you to sell what you're selling. When I was doing 4X groups, I started by making a phone call to a friend and doing free trainings in his group. Absolutely free trainings in his group. And when I was ready to do my first event, well, before I did my first event, I went and I told this story in another podcast, but I asked him, are there other folks that have groups that you think I can connect with, right? That you would be okay. Because I was doing this for him, he opened the door for me. Then I started interviewing all kind of folks that were in the industry and putting those videos up. And then people began to hear my name. That's literally, you guys, that's the game. That's one of them, right? And I'm not calling it a game for the sake of saying this is a game we play, but this is a process. This is a process for how you get to know people, how people begin to know, like, and trust you. And again, what did I just say? It time, right? And in this particular one, I didn't say money. I said support. I was having the support. I was getting into other groups. Those groups were coming over and joining me. Then I began to make my own group. Then I decided to do my first training, sold it out. Like that's how it works. But I had to put in the time. I had to be able to create it. I had to have the money to do that. I had to have the support. Like those are the three things. And you have to do the work to get to have all those. Now watch this. You can have one and get there to closing and working with high-end clients, but it's going to be hard. Two is better. So either have time and support or time and money, right? But really the trifecta is having them all, right? And because the money is going to be an important aspect, because you just have to put it all together, and it's just a longer process to closing higher end clients. It is a longer process. And the more money you're trying to make, the longer your process. One of the other things I found out is that, again, if you don't have money, this will be very challenging for you to start because of the length of the process. Because you have to have 4, 5, 6, maybe even 10 deals that you are considering, that people, you are waiting on people, that you are exchanging conversations, that you're waiting for them to talk to their, you know, their other partners, or you're waiting for them to go to their board, or it's just a wait game. Sometimes it seems like there's no reason for the wait, but there's still wait. Now, if you don't have several of these types of, especially B2B, if you don't have several of these, you know, in the hopper, as they say, you know, that you're looking to go for, it's going to be very challenging, because you still got to make money. And that's why you need all three of these things, like intertwined, like a serious rope together, for you to be able to be successful with working with high-end or high-paying clients. That's what I have for you today. I hope there was something that I said that was a blessing to your spirit. I may have left something out. I'd like to hear from you. Go over to ccoclub.com/podcast. It's in the description. And you can leave me a message to let me know what you thought about this. If I left something out, you know, maybe want to be able to leave a comment, you know, on the podcast. I'd love to hear from you guys. And I want to make sure that I'm praying for you, that you are doing what it is that you're supposed to be doing. God, Father, I just thank you for my sisters and even my brothers who may be here listening to this podcast. And I hope, God, that I have helped someone, even if it's just one person, Father, to make a decision on a direction that they have been troubled with going, whether it's high-end clients in this season, maybe perhaps waiting, God, or moving forward, whatever it is, God, that you have given them clarity through me and through the things that I've said. I bless you. I praise you. I thank you, Father, that we are out here trying to be stronger together. In your name, I pray. Amen. I'll see you guys on the next episode. Hey there, before you take off, we would really appreciate it if you clicked on that follow button, even download this episode, share it if it was something that you know would be meaningful for another friend, because that is really what's going to help this podcast grow so that we can continue to give you fantastic content. Thanks so much, and we appreciate you following.